Good morning for WVIK News. I'm Mariana Bacayao. After 3 months in operation, the mass vaccination site in Milan will close this weekend. On Saturday at 4 p.m., state-sponsored nurses will administer their last doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Janet Hill, Chief Operating Officer of the Rock Island County Health Department, says the Camden Center Vaccination Clinic is responsible for roughly 40% of the 100,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines administered in the county. And there's still the potential for more shots in the coming days.
You know, we've come so far from the dark days of 2020, but we still need as many people as possible to get vaccinated. The pandemic is not over, but getting your vaccine, doing your part, will bring this pandemic to an end.
Hill says if people want a normal Quad City summer, they need to get vaccinated.
As more people are getting vaccinated, we've been seeing fewer and fewer cases being reported every day at the health department. Today I'm going to report eight cases. It's been a very long time since we've had a number that low, and that is due to mass vaccination efforts.
The health department will still sponsor pop-up vaccination sites throughout the summer, like the one at the June 5th Pride celebration in downtown Moline. Defense attorneys for Cristhian Rivera again tried to cast doubt on others for the killing of Molly Tibbetts at the trial yesterday in Davenport. The defense called Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack, for further questioning. Kate Payne reports.
Prosecutors had already called on Jack to testify about his relationship with Tibbetts, who went missing in 2018. Jack acknowledged he cheated on her and had given inconsistent statements to law enforcement. On Tuesday, a defense attorney questioned Jack at length about an affair he had with another woman and messages he sent to Tibbetts referencing his anger issues. But prosecutor Scott Brown sought to clear Jack in his own line of questioning.
Did you place corn stalks on her body in order to conceal her from anyone that may be looking?
No, I did not.
Mr. Jack, did you have anything at all to do with the disappearance or murder of Molly Tibbetts?
No.
The jury is expected to begin deliberations this week. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
It's been 1 year since George Floyd was murdered by a Minneapolis police officer. As Dana Cronin reports, Black Lives Matter activists in Illinois are reflecting on what has and hasn't changed since then.
There have been some moments of hope over the past year for Sunshine Clemens, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Springfield chapter.
I do believe that the hearts of the community is starting to open up and be receptive to some of the change, you know, that we're so in desperate need of.
But she says while awareness of racial injustice has increased, there hasn't been enough systemic change. Drake Mateer agrees. He's a member of the Black Students for Revolution at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
There are things that we have to focus on, including housing for all, access to healthy food for all, child care for all, and health care for all.
Clemens and Mateer made their comments on the 21st show. I'm Dana Cronin.
Today in the forecast, there's a chance of scattered showers this morning, clearing by this afternoon, a high near 80 degrees. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao.